in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Second Timothy 2 verse 1. Thank you, Father. It's a mighty supply of grace. He said, thou therefore, my son, this is Paul writing to Timothy, he said, be strong. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Be strong in the grace that is in what? In Christ Jesus. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now listen to this. Most of times when we call for meetings like Festival of Fire, the reason why some of you get discouraged is because you are focusing on yourself. Watch this. Instead of relying on the grace of God, you are focusing on your own strength, on your own energy, on your human ability to carry you through. Am I communicating? This is the number one error that is getting people discouraged. You say, how will I be able to last for 12 hours? Where will that energy come? You see, your primary problem is that your focus and your trust is in yourself. Are you seeing the error? This is a cause of frustration, and this is why you will fail. The arm of flesh will fail you. Trusting in your natural human ability to pray during Festival of Fire is the recipe for frustration, is the recipe for discouragement, is the recipe for failure. Paul wrote to Timothy, be strong. Did he say in your own ability? No. He said in the grace that is. You see, anytime I'm coming for Festival of Fire, I pass the death sentence on myself, and I rely absolutely on God's grace to pray and to do every other thing. Because I've come to understand that it is the grace of God that gives you strength to pray. It is the grace of God that gives you the divine ability. This, and it's the same reason why many people keep struggling with sin, Christians. They keep trusting in their willpower. You see the problem? They trust in their willpower. So they will tell you something like, I have tried to stop, the thing did not stop. I tried, I failed, I tried. You see, as long as you are still trusting in willpower, as long as you are trusting in your human ability to stop any bad habit, you will keep failing till Jesus comes. What should you do? Shift your focus. Shift that trust. Put it in the grace of God. Am I communicating? Stop trusting in yourself. Start trusting in God's grace. Because it is that grace that will give you the ability to stop any sinful habit. It is that grace that will give you the ability to pray when you need to pray. It is that grace that will give you the energy, the strength, the enablement. Am I communicating? What I'm teaching you is very, very, very important. Because I've noticed that when you call for Festival of Fire, the first thing people think in their mind is the period of time, 12 hours. Then look at what their mind will now tell them. Say, will you be able to last? Will you last? Is it the problem is they are focusing.
The Bible says,
by strength, that's woman's strength, shall no man prevail. By strength, woman's strength, shall no man prevail. What does Zechariah 4 verse 6 say? He said, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, not by human might. See, so if you are trusting in your human might, you are trusting in your human power, you are trusting in your human ability to pray or to wait upon the Lord in festival of fire like this, you will fail, and you will fail woefully. So what is the secret? Shift your attention from yourself. Am I communicating? Do what Apostle Paul did. Pass the death sentence on yourself and rely absolutely on the grace of God. Let me tell yourself. Okay, before you tell your neighbor, tell yourself, I pass the death sentence on myself. I stop relying on myself. I stop relying on my bankrupt human ability. I stop relying on my limited human ability and my limited human power and my limited human strength. And I rely, I choose to rely, I choose to depend absolutely on the grace of God at work within me. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Let it be your mindset. Let that be your consciousness. Are you getting me? When you do that, I'm telling you, it becomes easy. It's not that we don't labor, but we labor using and relying upon, our labor is grace dependent, is powered by the grace of God. Paul said, by the grace of God, 1 Corinthians 15:10, I am what I am by the grace of God. And then he went ahead to say, his grace bestowed upon me was not in vain. I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God. Can you see something there? Paul was not depending on his human ability, on his human energy to do the labor. Prayer is labor. Ministry requires labor. But we don't do the labor depending on our human ability. We do the labor depending and trusting in God's grace. Am I communicating? It is the grace of God. I told you there is saving grace, then there is enabling grace. The grace of God is the divine enabler. It's what empowers us to labor. It's the grace of God that gives us the divine ability to labor. Am I communicating? This is very important. So Paul is writing to Timothy. Go back to that 2 Timothy 2:1. He says, be strong. You see, Timothy was a pastor. Okay? He was a pastor of a church in Ephesus. Okay? He says, as you go about the work of the ministry, and you know ministry is very demanding, it's a laborious activity. It says, be strong, not in yourself, but in what? In the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What was Paul saying here? He says, take advantage of God's grace to do the work of the ministry. Rely on the grace of God to do the work of the ministry. Whether it is prayer, whether it is fasting, whether it is evangelism, soul winning, whether it is studying God's word, whether it is meditating and doing the word, whether it is practicing the word, whether it is any other form of pastoral work, ministerial work, he says what? Be strong in the grace of God. Rely on God's grace. Depend absolutely on his grace. Trust in the grace of God. Am I communicating? Next verse. Okay, jump to verse 3. I'm going somewhere. Then he says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Did you notice that before he said endure hardness, he said be strong in the grace of God? Did you notice that? Did you notice that? So it's not about self-performance. Am I communicating? It's not about self-performance. It says, depend, rely, take advantage of God's grace. Then on the basis of that, you cannot endure hardness. Are you seeing something? Because ministry requires a lot of labor, a lot of diligence. But thank God there is grace for diligence. I say there is grace for diligence. I say there is grace for discipline. I say there is grace for diligence. There is grace for discipline. There is grace to endure hardness. He didn't say hardship, he said hardness. The two are not the same. Am I communicating? Endure hardness. Praying for 12 hours. Endure hardness. But the good part is that there is grace for it. So take advantage of the grace for it. Do you know, listen, the limitation is your mind, is your thinking. Do you know if we say we are praying 24 hours, there is grace for it? Do you know there is anything God says you should do, he gives you the grace to do it. I wrote recently, I said God does not sponsor people. God does not send people with money. He sends them with his grace. He sponsors them with his grace. And that grace will provide everything else you need. The grace will provide money. The grace will provide what money cannot buy. The grace will provide what money can buy. The grace of God is a currency with which God sponsors anyone he sends. That grace is a singular thing that supplies every other thing you will ever need to fulfill your divine purpose, calling and destiny. Am I communicating? Very important. Endure hardness. You must be disciplined. You must be diligent. Hallelujah. Are we communicating? Why are some people at the back? Please, everybody join the service. I don't want anybody at the back. Oh, except, is it Kushim? I'm seeing Kushim. Okay. You people are editing pictures. Okay, edit with your eye. Let your ear be hearing God's word. Okay, hallelujah. Now he says, endure hardness as a good soldier. There are a series of endurance training that soldiers are subjected to. It's a test of their resilience. It's a test of their stamina. Is endurance exercises. Am I communicating? But the good thing is that as a soldier of Christ, there is grace for everything you were told to do. There is grace for it. There is grace to fast. There is grace to pray. There is grace to study the word. There is grace to meditate. There is grace for everything. All you need to do is to cooperate with that grace. First of all, recognize the grace. Recognize that it is there. Be conscious of that grace. Take advantage of that grace. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing this? And then you use that grace to do the work. See, attempting to do God's work without God's grace is practicing to die before your time. I'm telling you, he is practicing to commit suicide. You cannot do God's work without God's grace. You can't survive. You will collapse under that weight. So do God's work with God's grace that was made available for the work. Am I communicating? That's the only way the work becomes easy. Glory to God. Look at Ephesians 6:10, something similar. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, he says what? Finally, my brethren, be strong. Tell your neighbor, be strong. Don't be weak, oh, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Did you notice? He didn't say be strong in yourself. He said be strong in the Lord. And we say the grace of God is a divine strengthener. The grace of God is a divine energizer. God strengthens us by his grace. He strengthens us with His grace. He empowers us by His grace. He enables us by His grace. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Give me this in Amplified. I like the way the Amplified puts it. Hallelujah. There is a spirit of might upon us. There is a mighty supply of the spirit of grace. He said, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Look at what is in parenthesis. He said, be empowered through your union with Him. Let me ask you a question. How does God empower you through your union with Him? It's by His grace. Are you seeing something? No wonder Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. And Jesus is the grace of God personified, okay? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So Christ uses His grace to strengthen us. So because of that, we can do the impossible. Grace gives you the ability to do effortlessly what is humanly impossible. Are we together? He said, be empowered through your union with Him, and God empowers us through the supply of His grace. He said, draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides. Can you shout amen? So as you are praying, in your body you may feel weak. In your flesh you may feel tired. But listen. Shift your focus. Stop relying on your weak or tired human body to pray. Shift and be conscious of the grace of God that is within your spirit. Are you seeing something? Then start taking advantage of that grace. Yield to the grace of God. What I'm telling you is a secret of praying long. Hallelujah. What I'm teaching you now is a secret of praying for long without getting tired. That's why most of the times, it's when we are even about to end Festival of Fire, I will be feeling as if I'm just coming for the meeting. Because I understand this some of this truth I'm teaching you. Some of you, you focus too much on yourself. And that is the reason for your frustration. Am I communicating? That's the reason. Tell your neighbor, shift that focus. Shift your attention from yourself to the Christ in you, to the grace of God that is available, and take advantage of that grace. Look at it. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him. That strength which His boundless might provides is unlimited strength. The Bible said they go from strength to strength. Not from weakness to strength. From strength to strength. This is how not to be a weakling in Zion. Am I communicating? Take advantage. Rely on the grace of God. Rely on the grace of God. Some of you pray 10 minutes, you look time. You pray 30 minutes, you look time. See, when I come for Festival of Fire, my mind is not even there. Are you getting me? I focus on the business that brought me here. There is a purpose for every meeting, and that purpose must be accomplished in my life. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? Do you know there are people that even spend more than 12 hours to see governor, and at the end they don't still see them? Secretary will tell them, we are very sorry, governor is busy, after they have waited from morning till night. Say, governor, they'll say, come back tomorrow. Tomorrow they will come again. They will clear their schedule and come just to see governor, a human being. Because they believe that the moment they see the governor, all their needs are met. They are not looking at the time. They are focusing on the benefit they will get from that meeting with the governor. You have come for an encounter with somebody that is more than a governor. And you are worrying about time. Well, listen. There is no place that can be compared to the presence of God. It's the best place to be. Am I communicating? It is the one thing that is needful, being in God's presence, fellowshipping with Him. We are not here because we don't have other things that are more serious, in quote, to do with our life. We are here because we have come to understand that this is the most important thing. Other things are secondary. One thing is needful: spending time in His presence. And that's the secret of grace. Am I communicating? Hearing His word, fellowshipping with Him, communing with Him. What can be more important than that? Give me Philippians 2. Let's look at Philippians 2 verse 12. Let me show you something here. So you learn to rely on God's grace to do everything in this kingdom. To do everything, whether it is kingdom service. You see, kingdom service is labor. It's part of the labor in the kingdom. It's a dimension of labor. Prayer is a dimension of labor. Studying the word, preaching, teaching is a dimension of labor. Serving in the house of God also involves labor. But you engage in these things depending on the grace of God, not just your human ability. Am I communicating? You don't rely on your human wisdom. You rely on the grace of God. And the grace of God gives you divine wisdom to go about it. He said, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Okay? He said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God. I've explained there's a difference between work out your salvation and work for your salvation. Okay? He didn't say work for your salvation. Why? Jesus has already worked for it. Okay, salvation is a gift of God that comes to us by grace through faith. Now, he said, you've been given the package called salvation. And I told you it's a compound word, it's a package. So many things are there. There is forgiveness, remission of sins here. There is deliverance in that package. There is healing. There is divine health. There is prosperity. There is welfare, there is protection, preservation, wisdom. Everything you need is inside this package. The Holy Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, etc. Now he said, now that you have the salvation package, he said, work it out. What that means is that you should take advantage of everything in that package. Are you getting it? Take advantage of every single benefit of salvation. Take advantage of all the blessings and the benefit that is inside this gift. That's what it means when he say walk out. Glory to God. As you can see, it is walk. But watch how you will carry out the walk. Watch how you will do it. Next verse. For it is God which worketh in you. Now notice, he said, work out your salvation. Now he's now telling you, it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Give me an amplified. So you are not to carry out that work in your own ability. He says, you depend on the God that is in you. Who is the God that is in you? It's the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a spirit of grace. Am I communicating? It gives you divine ability. It gives you divine energy. Can it be clearer than this? He said, not in your own strength. Remember, he said you should work out your salvation. But he warned you. He said, don't try doing it in your strength. Why? You will fail. You will be frustrated. Not in your own strength. Then he says, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire. Oh, I love this. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? He says you work out your salvation not in your own strength, but you depend on the strength of Jehovah. Hallelujah. It is God. Both the desire and the power comes from God, and it is encapsulated in the grace of God. The grace of God gives you both the power and the desire. Am I communicating? It gives you the divine energy. It creates in you the power and the desire, both to will. See. So you don't depend on willpower. You depend on Holy Ghost power. You depend on the grace of God. Are you seeing something? The grace of God gives you both the power and the desire. It gives you the divine energy. So willpower is not enough. Are you listening? Willpower is not enough. You must rely on His grace. If you read Romans 7, you will see how Paul tried to use willpower, Apostle Paul, to win the fight against sin, and he failed. It's not enough. It's the grace of God. That's a game changer. Hallelujah. Both to will and to walk for His good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Hallelujah. You know, I counsel a lot of people. Most of the time, when people struggle with certain sinful habits, the primary problem is that they are depending on their willpower to win the war. And it fails. It fails. But when you rely on God's grace, His grace gives you the ability, the divine energy. Am I communicating? The moment you shift your focus from your willpower to the grace of God, you win that war. You win the fight. You walk in dominion over that sinful habit. So stop depending on yourself, whether it is to subdue sinful habits, or to pray, or to study the word, or to serve in the house of God. Start depending on the grace of God. Pass the death sentence on yourself. Pass the death sentence on your human self-effort. Am I communicating? And start relying on the grace of God. It is God who is effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire. Can you shout amen? Are you learning something? Can you rise to your feet? This is not my message. This is appetizer. Just rise to your feet. Now, on the basis of what you just understood, what I just taught you, I want you to pray now. I saw how some of you were praying initially, and I knew the problem. Now, with this understanding, I want you to pray. Shift the focus from yourself to the grace of God at work in you. Am I communicating? Give me that scripture in Colossians 1 verse 29 in Amplified. Colossians 1 29. Say with me, I rely on the grace of God. I am strong in the grace of God. The grace of God supplies me supernatural energy, supernatural strength, and supernatural ability to pray, to wait upon the Lord, to do the work of the ministry, to labor, to be diligent, to be disciplined. I rely and depend absolutely on the grace of God. For it is written, it's not by human might, it's not by human power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And that spirit in that context is the spirit of grace. Are you seeing something there? It's the spirit of grace. Paul said, for this I labor. Prayer is labor. But you don't engage in the labor. You don't carry out the labor in your own ability or in your own strength. Okay? These are labor unto weariness, striving with all the superhuman energy which is so mightily enkindles and works within me. This is talking of the outworking of God's grace. Am I communicating? The grace of God supplies superhuman energy. Superhuman energy. Tell me, if you pray, listen, if you learn to cooperate with this grace that is within you, and you yield to the grace of God, you take advantage of this superhuman energy. Tell me, how can you be tired? It's not possible. It's not possible. But the problem is that many of us, because of our thinking and our mind, we cut off the flow of that grace, and then we now start relying on our strength, and that is where we become frustrated. Hallelujah. Kidabako sabagadia. It's a day that wait upon the Lord. What will happen to them? They shall renew their strength. Give me that scripture, Isaiah 40. Start from verse 29. Isaiah 40:29. Malagadaya. He says, he giveth power to the faint. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Even if you are feeling like fainting spiritually, the Bible says there is empowerment for you. He giveth power. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of grace, giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Hallelujah. Say with me, there is power for me, and there is strength for me. The grace of God will supply you the much needed power to do anything and everything God tells you to do. The grace of God will give you ever increasing strength. That's why he said they go from strength to strength. Next verse. He says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. Destiny race is a marathon race. The race of destiny is not a 100-meter dash. It's not a sprint. It is a marathon race. And every marathon race requires endurance, requires stamina. Am I communicating? He says that's why even the youth are the epitome of human strength. You know, human strength is peak during youthful age. Am I communicating? He says even the best of human strength will fail you. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. And the Bible says the glory of youth is their strength. That's what the youth boast about, is their strength. Am I communicating? It says, but in destiny race, all that will fail them. So this is why you shouldn't rely on your human strength. At the best of it will still fail you in running this race of destiny. Next verse. But there is a technology. Oh my God. There is a divine technology. There is a spiritual technology for renewing your strength. Am I communicating? He said, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Oh my God. And listen. I've done a very serious teaching on this. That word renew there, it means to change, to exchange, okay? It's to change or to exchange. That's, they are exchanging their strength, human strength, for the strength of God. Are you seeing something? It's just like Pastor Mafeng and Pastor Shikrodne exchanging their clothes. Just imagine. That's the picture there. So when you can read it this way, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall exchange their strengths. Since they are waiting upon the Lord, that's, they are in communion, in fellowship with God, they will now exchange their natural human strength for the strength of God, divine strength. Okay? And it's because as a result of that, they shall mount up. See, they cannot mount up if they were operating with their natural human strength. It's because they've exchanged their natural human strength for the strength of Jehovah. Now, this is supernatural strength now they have. They are operating with supernatural strength. He said they can mount up. They can soar with wings as eagles. With supernatural strength. Then they shall run the race of destiny and shall not be weary. So, when the youths are gassing out, these ones are changing gears. The youths are relying on their own human strength. These ones are operating with the strength of Jehovah. Okay? They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Even in their walk of faith, you know, he said the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. In their faith walk, they will not faint when they have mastered this technology of waiting upon the Lord. Kenneth Hagin said, fellowship with God is a model of faith. To be a person of strong faith, you must be a person of deep fellowship with God. So you see how these things are connected. Am I communicating? Now, I'll give you a few minutes. Pray depending on the grace of God. Pray depending, relying, taking advantage. Paul wrote to Timothy, that scripture again, 2 Timothy 2:1. It says, stand strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. He said, it is God who is at work in you. It is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do. God is the one energizing you by his grace to pray. He's the one giving you both the power and the desire to pray. Can you lift up your voice now? Take advantage of that inward empowerment of the grace of God. Pass the death sentence on yourself. Stop relying on your human strength. Stop relying on your bankrupt human, limited human ability. Switch in your mind. Start depending on the grace of God. The spirit of grace, we empower you. The spirit of grace, we energize you. The spirit of grace, we enable you supernaturally.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Azon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.